Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, and good evening, everyone. This is Mary Ann, and welcome to the Diva of Days of Our Lives. I'm substituting in again for the Diva, Carrie. I think she's working tonight. She couldn't make it. And I have my co-host with me as usual, Anna. Hi, Anna.
Hi. Hello.
Hi. Hi. So we're going to discuss this week of the show. There's a lot of stuff going on the show. And before that, I just want to say you can find us on iTunes and on Facebook at Diva of Days of at Diva Days, and on Twitter at Diva of Dole. Shout out to Bob and Amy Hapka, and thank you, Bob, for sending me a friend request on Facebook.
Oh yeah, I love it. Same here.
I was half afraid to hit the accept button, but I did.
You're braver than I am. I'm still thinking
and I got about it. And I got a response back. Yeah, and I got a comment back. Hi, that was what I got after I accepted the friend request. Hi.
Oh,
so that's
well,
there. So yeah.
Well, Bob,
so
Bob
I got
and Amy are way overdue to call in. So you know,
yeah,
we miss
so,
them.
Yeah.
We miss hearing their sweet voices.
Yeah. So you can find him on Twitter at Bob Hapka and his wife Amy at Amy Hapka. And
mm-hmm.
I'm Mama _Hooch and you're Causey Hooch.
Mm-hmm.
And Carrie is Diva of Dole at Diva of Dole. And Rose is at Rose the Briar. Right? That's how it is?
Rose O the Briar.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. That's Rose. Okay. And then
and
Lauren Coslow. Yeah, and at Teo Penglis, at Ian Buchanan, and
Kilt Trip USA.
Kilt Trip USA, and Lauren Coslow.
Yeah, and then also we can add to that James Reed, the
mm-hmm.
guy who's playing Clyde on the show. Be sure to follow him. He's just new to Twitter,
mm-hmm.
he does tweet. He's got some really cute, he seems like he has a really cute personality. His Twitter handle is at JAMZREAD. So check
okay.
him out on Twitter.
Okay. Hello? Yeah.
Yep.
I don't know what that was. Yeah, go ahead.
No, you're going to say something?
No, you're going to say, and the Clyde fans?
Oh, yeah. I should attempt that, too. Yeah. If you like the idea of Clyde and Kate together, looks like they may be heading that way. I saw a spoiler that Clyde flirts with Kate coming up. Mm-hmm. But anyway, if you would like to see those two together stirring up some trouble in town and God knows what else, let's see. You can follow at Clyde Fans. So Kate and Kate and Clyde is Collide, KALYDE, fans, so at Collide fans. We'd love to have you follow us and support that couple. There's some great pictures. Got a new Avi out there for the two of them, and got some great pictures that we're getting from the set, so check it out.
Okay, that's good. And I guess before we discuss the show, I just want to make an announcement. We have another interview coming up.
Yay.
On Wednesday at 10 p.m. Eastern Time, the charming Teo Penglis will be joining us for an interview, and it's always a lot of fun. He'll probably be discussing his new book, Places, which has just been taking off, and he has been doing the interview circuit. A lot of great interviews out there. He just did one Friday night, actually.
Really?
Dan Knoll at Voice of America.
Oh, Kroll?
Yeah, I think that's his name. Dan Knoll,
K-N-O-L-L.
Yeah, Dan, yeah. And a lot of, was it Steve Maggio, I think is another one. There's some different ones out there, so a lot of good ones.
Very cool.
out there. So, and then he's doing ours, and hopefully we'll get, you know, the call in and talk. If this
you
is your chance
time,
to talk to
date
Theo.
And time?
Yeah, Wednesday the 27th. This Wednesday the 27th at 10 p.m. Eastern, which would be 9 p.m. Central and probably 7 p.m. Pacific time. So come and join us. So we should have I don't know, anything else going on in the soap world other than nothing new? I'm trying to think.
Let's see.
I know
I
there's
see.
Rumors
Jamie,
coming out.
Jamie tweeted something about a rumor that Jamie Coleman tweeted that she'd seen a casting call for a 30-something, good-looking 30-something-year-old male. And I have to laugh at those. It's like, who's not good-looking? You know what I mean? Who are they do they ever put out ones for average-looking, middle-aged
average
guy?
Looking.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You know, so I always think those are funny. But anyway, she saw that casting call, so I don't know. I'm beginning to think, could that be for Melanie?
I don't know. I guess she's coming back soon,
somebody in their 30s, a male in their 30s, it'd be cool if Mark Hafta would come back. I used to love Nathan and Melanie together. But anyway, so let's see. They're looking for a 30-something.
Yeah. And I saw out there, this is not Days, this is General Hospital related, Billy Miller? Is that his last name? That was supposed to play Jason. Now it's rumored that he's not going to be coming on as Jason.
Oh, Billy Miller is not going to be Jason?
Yeah, that was. I just saw something out there.
Really?
Oh, it's a war between Nelson Brocco and Michael Logan from TV Guide. Michael Logan from TV Guide confirmed that Billy Miller was definitely coming back. And now they're saying that he's not, or Nelson Brocco saying, no, that's not right. So I don't know.
Oh boy! Well,
I just read that today online, so I don't know if anybody else has heard about that.
Wow.
So, but
I didn't
know
about that.
So that they, you know, Jason is alive. So whether they're going to have him on screen or not, so that's another thing going.
Well, that's really interesting. I wonder what happened. Oh, you know, another thought going back to the Dave's casting call. I wonder because Teresa's just broke. You know, they just got annulled or whatever with Brady. I wonder if they're looking for someone for Teresa then. The 30-something-year-old male, I don't know. Because, I mean, they already had, like, you know, Eric Marsoff and Galen are in their 40s. Let's see. So, I mean, I guess they're looking for somebody a little bit younger set, I guess. I don't know.
I guess. I don't know. Mixing up the couples, maybe.
Well,
I don't know.
Well, and Abigail, let's see. Abigail's with Ben right now, and
Chad's supposed to come back. So.
Yeah, Chad's supposed
Chad,
to come back.
Maybe
so.
They're casting Chad, or have they cast him?
No, they've already cast Chad. Yeah.
Oh, they already do? Okay.
Yeah. But I don't know. I don't know. Kind of curious. But
be interesting.
Yeah.
Okay.
I just, you know, it's like, I don't know. I was going to kind of segue into the show, but I'll stop because I was going to start saying. I think,
yeah,
you know, Greg Vaughn has the most underused bare chest in the business, as far as I'm concerned. The man needs to be clothed.
Yeah.
He needs to be
Brady
clothed.
Was using his quite well Friday.
Oh, yeah. Uh-huh.
Yeah, he was using his quite well, jogging in the park there. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
But, Eric, I want to see a little bit more of Eric, huh?
Yeah, a little bit more.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, Greg Vaughn is a gorgeous man. Mm-hmm. I mean, he is a really good-looking man. So I think we need to see some more,
and he's not a priest anymore.
Because the only time we ever really got, well, I guess there was that one time with Nicole, but the only time we really got to see him was on that video with Kristen and she was raping him. So not exactly, I'm glad they called it rape, by the way, in the court, in the grand jury proceedings with Kristen. Mm-hmm. So I'm glad they did refer to it as rape.
Yeah.
I didn't want her to get a pass on that one. But I don't know. So where do you want to start?
Do you want to start with Kate?
Sure. That's always a great place to start.
Well, you always do.
Yeah. Kate's always a good one.
She had some good. But, she had some good scenes. Or
yeah, mm-hmm. I'm trying to think. Because what I viewed last week of this last week was a little choppy because I saw part of the latter part of the week kind of in parts later first, and then I had to go back and watch some of the earlier. So I'm a little choppy on sequence, but basically. You know, EJ was lecturing Kate and warning her that Stefano was going to come after her and Sammy, that she really needed to be careful because, you know, and that he was just trying to intimidate her. I don't think he really cares, but I think he was still worried about Sammy. Mm-hmm. But Kate and Sammy had the conversation that, you know, she says, oh, Kate's like, oh, I know how to handle Stefano, and I know where he's at. I can. Basically, she's very confident, maybe a little overconfident, that she can test the temperature with him and know where things are at. And she doesn't think, at a minimum, she doesn't think that that Stefano would off his be responsible for his grandchildren's, you know, the deaths of their mother and their grandmother. Now, I don't know, but Stefano's killed a couple of his own kids, so I don't, uh-huh. You know. I'm not so sure that he has that red line in the sand, you know, and if he's not unwilling to cross that. But what was funny was, we can kind of talk about it in more detail later, but the expose about that Will wrote that, you know, exposes Abigail as the, you know, as the girl who was cheating mm-hmm. with EJ and all, and exposes Sammy and Kate's shenanigans to overthrow the men and become the co-CEO. That was published, and so all of a sudden Kate's kind of reversing herself. She's looking at Sammy. Once she finds out about this thing, she's like, Stefano could come after us, I guess. You know, he doesn't. It's like now with another perspective, it was kind of okay, perhaps, she was thinking, since nobody else knew what happened behind the scenes, but now that everybody knows, this is going to shame Stefano and embarrass him. So now uh-huh. they actually are kind of worried, and I guess the spoiler for sometime next week, I think, they get the word that Stefano is coming back to town, so that should be some hilarious cameo scenes when they're freaking out that Stefano is coming home. So that should be pretty fun. So they have those scenes, and I just love it. You know, they're hanging out there at the mansion together. I just love having Kate and Sammy under one roof. They're so fun. I'm going to miss Allie so much because she and Lauren play off each other so well. Sammy had a good line when they're sitting there contemplating all this. Sammy looks at Kate and she says, does every family have these kinds of conversations? I thought that was great. That was a great line. Yeah. Like, she had this moment of, like, clarity of, like, wait, this is really kind of messed up. You know?
Yeah.
I thought that was
not funny. For Salem, but yeah, or those Salem families.
And then let's see. Then there were some cute scenes. Weren't there some scenes with Lucas where Lucas finds out he's talking to Jordan, and she says, "Yeah, well, I was happy with Rafe until your mother slept with him again," and he goes, "Well, that was water on the bridge." No, recently, you know, kind of thing. Mm-hmm. So. Basically, she revealed that. So then, you know, Lucas is pissed at Kate. You know, just leave them alone. Let them get back together. You know. So basically,
I mean, yeah, and he said something about destroying everybody. You know, always messing with your children.
Yeah.
You know, who your children
are
with.
Yeah, like his own love life and everything.
Yeah.
So
it's like
so
the same argument they always have.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Those are good scenes. And then, later in the week, Clyde hunts Kate down, and I love their scenes together. They're so funny. But he's really putting the screws on her, so to speak. He's really got her under his thumb. Because she does not want to be exposed as the person who brought him back to Salem, because she doesn't want Rafe getting pissed off at her. And, mm-hmm. you know, he knows that, so he needles her. He's very crafty in the way he manipulates her, to do what he wants, because he's got this hammer that he's holding over her head. So I think that's fun. I think they're very equally yoked that way. So mm-hmm. they should be an interesting pairing to watch.
I can't think of her name. Jordan and Clyde, there were scenes with them too. I'm still trying to figure out, I guess, like what he's doing. They never did the fact, like, did he, I know he was abusive towards them, but did he have them in like an illegal business?
Yeah,
you know
I don't
what I mean?
Know.
Do that. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, so I don't know,
but he wants Kate's connections to the Damaras.
He wants her.
If he's
he
not
wants
already
her contact
connected.
With, he needs yeah. help with just local distribution. Oh, I thought that was hilarious.
But I'm kind of wondering if he's not already involved with the Damaras. Anything? Trying to think. Anything else with Kate?
Oh, there were some great scenes when she when she goes over and confronts Will, and then she's like, basically,
"Oh yeah, everyone
not
was doing that."
Like basically, you are so sneaky that you had me sitting here telling you everything as if you were just my grandson interested in my life. And
right.
what you were really doing is taking notes, and you were doing this big expose. And, you know, she really kind of came down on him pretty hard. But then at the end, she hugs him and says she loves him. And as she's saying, she goes, I'm just surprised that you turned out as much like – I'm just surprised you turned out that we're so much alike or something like that.
Yeah.
So in a way, she kind of respected what he did in a way, you know.
The kind of disappointed, like she didn't really want him to be like her. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I don't know. Or like better than her or something. I don't know. I guess maybe.
I love how he's blaming. He's kind of doing the, with a mom, dad, and grandmother like I've had growing up, what result did you think was going to occur, you know? But,
which
but
is true.
But he's kind of been better than that, you know?
But he's been better than. The whole theme of Will's character is that he overcame all that. He didn't let that, you know, he turned out so much better because of what Sammy and Lucas, how Sammy and Lucas was, how the influence of DJ, the influence of Kate, that he turned out okay. But now it's thinking, is there something deep in there is coming out now? And he is a lot like Kate. He is a lot like Sammy, which I find interesting.
Yeah,
I kind of
well. Remember when Chandler was playing him? He went toe to toe with EJ, so he has that side to him for sure.
Yeah, and I like this whole thing coming, and I could talk about all this stuff now with Will. Everybody's coming now and confronting him, and he's getting to be—it's kind of backfiring on him now. What he was going to try to do to teach his mom a lesson, he's the one that is going to get you know, the backlash of all this. So because even the scenes with Marlena were very interesting. Marlena kind of left him like really disappointed and like, I don't want to talk to you anymore about this. You know, she could not even understand. Mm-hmm. She just wanted to come over and say, I just want to make me understand why you did what you did. And he had a great line to her. They were talking, and he said, my mother just, never knows when to quit, or no one's ever told her no. And neither, and I get something about you've never, obviously you never did either. Could never tell her.
Yeah.
I said, well, yeah. And then he apologized to her later, but go, Will, yeah. So I don't know. What do you think of Will? I mean, do you agree with what he did? I don't know. I like what he did, but then I'm thinking
I don't really like that he did it because I kind of feel like family's family, but you air your dirty laundry,
And Marlena
inside
did
the family.
Say, why did you make it public? You know, why did you have to, why did you make it public? And also when EJ came over to talk to him, he made a great point, said he was, like, really disgusted and disappointed with Will. He said, because you're not a journalist, he said, a journalist, when you got came when I came over and you were talking to me and grilling me,
uh-huh.
a good journalist would have told me,
right,
would have said up front, I'm asking you these questions for an interview or for a story.
Mm-hmm.
You did not tell me that, you know, and that mm-hmm. is what he was, which that was a good point, too, more
mm-hmm.
or less showing that, like, Will, you know, did do it underhandedly and stuff. But then again, Will has learned all this stuff from EJ and Sammy
mm-hmm.
and Kate, how to do that.
Yeah.
So in one sense, they really can't come and complain to Will about it because they do exactly the same thing. And when
mm-hmm.
it all comes down to it, everything is, we always talk about this, they're all hypocrites because they all, it's okay
yeah.
if they're doing it, but it's not
mm-hmm.
like Sammy. It's okay if she cheats, but it's not okay if she
mm-hmm.
cheats at all.
Mm-hmm.
But, I like the whole dynamic of what's coming around for Will now, because even Sunny is having a problem with it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, him and Sunny are disappointed, and they had that argument, and Will's upset with
right.
him for even thinking that he put,
mm-hmm.
well, and then again, he didn't put Abigail's name out. That was Sammy. So, but this whole thing, I don't know how the editing world goes or the book world goes, but was it, I guess Will was supposed to be told about that, but I guess the editor never got back to him. I guess
yeah.
they can do whatever they want. I don't know.
Yeah.
Maybe it's just a story. I know that.
Somehow she like, supposedly missed telling him. I don't know. But
yeah.
Somehow.
Yeah, that before, because he was kind of blindsided by that. So, I like the whole dynamic now that this is, I guess Will might be the one blackballed and say, you know what I mean? He's gonna lose
mm-hmm.
his family and yeah. But that's gonna be interesting.
Well, I mean, considering that, I think somebody even brought this up. I think EJ did. You know, I mean, your dad went to prison for you. You know,
yes,
for shooting
EJ,
me.
Yeah.
You know, it's like you know, your parents have done a lot for you, and. You know, so
like, did you do that
you know.
To your mother? Oh, and she went and lied to you and stole the evidence. I mean, she went and stole the evidence from Stefano. Remember that when she had the evidence, that's kind of what got her into trouble with
mm-hmm.
Bernardi and everything.
Mm-hmm.
And she did that for Will. And yes, Sammy has done a lot for Will. Why he all it, the whole plot thing of him doing this story because of Abigail was a little kind of lame, a little bit because
mm-hmm.
it's his cousin, yeah. But how close
they're not that
family?
Close, yeah.
No, and that whole reasoning, they kind of that was kind of a stretch to believe. I kind of,
mm-hmm.
you know.
Mm-hmm.
And then EJ kind of threatened him a little bit with that shooting. He says, and that evidence, and that could still be brought out, meaning like EJ
mm-hmm.
could, you know.
Although Sammy already after. Found it and destroyed it.
Oh yeah, yeah. But EJ could, you know, EJ knows, so.
Oh, yeah, of course, yeah.
Kind of threatened. They're all threatening each other kind of right now.
Mm-hmm.
You know, everybody has little.
Mm-hmm.
Thing is, everyone has secrets on everybody else.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Everybody has something to hold
well,
over.
Well, and also, Sonny basically got Will the gig. But you know that's going to come out at some point.
Yeah, and Will's going to, yeah, that's going to probably break them, you know what I mean? They're going to have trouble in paradise
mm-hmm.
there is going to happen soon,
mm-hmm.
you know.
Mm-hmm.
And Will's still, you know, something.
mm-hmm.
You know, that's going to come out. True.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah, we, so, you know. And, of course, Kristen, at the end of last week, she showed up.
Yeah. She can go home. So yeah, and they left her out on bail. Obviously, you know, Stefano got to the judge because really she's the biggest flight risk there is. That was the whole thing of setting bail, that she shouldn't have bail because number one, she has the means. No amount of money set high enough that you know Damaris will have that money. So she has like an ankle bracelet on now, and of course she runs into Brady at the park, and that's how it ended Friday. So.
Yeah.
Yeah. But, that was about all with, I don't know, was there anything else with Kristen this week? Other than?
Well, I thought it was interesting that Jennifer finally realized that Kristen's not really that great of a friend.
Oh,
no.
Remember? No.
She's like, I thought,
yeah.
thought she was my friend, but really, she wasn't really a good friend. Well, no, she raped your friend Eric. I mean, come on.
Yeah,
you know?
Really. Yeah, and that kind of, then we had dinner for scenes. So, you know,
well, one key thing too is that EJ was not gonna represent. He basically left Kristen in the dust.
Oh,
and
yeah.
So she had to call Daddy
yeah.
and get him to pay off the judge and all that stuff.
Right.
Because EJ's not helping her, and he's making it abundantly clear with Sammy that he's not helping her. And so, and of course, you know, here he has a membership to an exclusive gym at the business, and he's out jogging in the park, of course, to run into Abigail.
EJ and Sammy, you know, they're going at it as usual, and he because he's mad at her because now all with Will writing this all went down that the board members and everything, they're not going to like this, you know, discord, and because they think that they're together. Well, Sammy's trying to do control, letting them know that, you know, that they're together and everything, but it's kind of backfiring on her. They're kind of not believing it. And on Friday's show, she more or less, EJ comes home and she's like all upset because things are just going downhill, and she asks him for help. She says, "I think I'm going to need your help." And she kind of like, so that's going to be interesting to see. Now she's backing down to EJ and see if EJ, you know, is going to help her or not. So I don't know if there's a little bit of maybe we're going to get back together, or they're going to try to work this together, which is just probably exactly what EJ wants. Sounds like this might be the way back in for EJ. So, yeah, they've had some, they always have good scenes together.
Oh, yeah.
So, yeah, and then Will, of course, he didn't realize that Sammy was the one that, you know, gave the name about Jennifer, about Abby. And, of course, there were some Abby and EJ scenes, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And I liked Abigail. She liked how she stands up to EJ.
Yeah.
Because she said to him, he more or less was saying, you know, well, it's going to come out that I'm going to look like the bad guy, you know, that I'm going to be the bad guy, and I'll, you know, and she says, what, and me look like the victim? She said, no, I don't want that, you know, that I'm just some, she said,
right.
Yes, I'm going to admit it, you know, it was my mistake, did I, you know, I wanted it just as much as you did, you know, she wasn't taking advantage of, and she says, it's my mistake, and I'm going to own my mistake.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Oh, those were some good scenes there. Anything else? I'm thinking we didn't. Oh, and earlier in the week was Eve and Jennifer. They the lawsuit. They agreed. Maggie came to Jennifer, and said her and Victor were going to add, you know, give some money. They really wanted, you know, Jennifer to settle all this. So they offered to give money to Eve to settle this. And it was even less than what she was offered before, but her lawyer said that she should take it. So she did agree and take it. So I don't know where that's going to go. I guess Paige is going to not go to Stanford. Maybe she will now. She gets this money from what happens there. So. Although I am liking JJ and Paige. I don't know.
Yeah, they are cute.
They're cute, so.
She saw right through Teresa.
Oh, yes. Oh, yeah, I love that. Paige is no dummy. She's, you know, and she's had to learn from her mom, too, right? You know? She saw right through her mom, too. So. That's good. Oh, let's see. What else? Nicole?
Gee, Brady's not drinking anymore, apparently.
So far he's off the, you know. Yeah, and Teresa's all worried about John, you know, Daniel. Daniel knows something's up with Teresa. How about with the whole John thing, that something's not right there. So, and then Brady was trying to get a doctor for his dad, and they all agree that he's not going to come out of the coma. So I don't know what's up with that.
Yeah, are there any spoilers to say whether John just really goes psychedosis this time? Or?
Oh, I don't know. I don't know what's up with Drake.
Well, didn't Marlena see some, or didn't he move his eyes or something like that?
The last thing when we saw John is like she left and he moved his eye. Yeah.
So, okay.
I don't know.
All right. And then Nicole and what's going on with Nicole? Nicole and Bray.
I don't know, but that hair keeps getting shorter and shorter.
Yeah, the whole she has a different hairstyle. I'm thinking like every day or every other day or whatever. So I don't know. I don't know. Any fashion statements? Jennifer's back to wearing I don't know what. I guess that one.
Yeah, so. I didn't really like Nicole's hair this week.
You didn't like it?
I don't mind it short, but I didn't like it. I didn't like the style.
Yeah. Although I keep thinking Erin,
I do like it better short. I just don't, I just didn't like the way they did it. I don't like too much of her forehead showing, I guess, is the thing.
Uh-huh. I did see a picture, I don't know if it was a recent one, where her picture was, she was a brunette. She was brown, dark, brown hair. I don't know if it was a recent picture. It was Allison Sweeney had a picture of it. I don't know if it was recent.
She's pretty as a brunette.
No, I like her as a blonde. Same as I like Sammy as a blonde. I don't know anything else. We have a caller. I think it's bring a caller on. Yeah,
sure.
I think it's Angela. Actually, let me see. Hello.
Hi there. Hey
Hi,
there.
Angela.
How are you? Hey there.
Good. How are you?
Hi. Hey. I'm doing well. I am listening to you guys because I have not watched the show all summer. I think I said I was taking summer off.
Oh,
and
yeah.
I looked at the clock and I said, the divas are on at 10, and I just am curious as to what's happening. So I have been sitting here listening in, trying to catch up to see what's going on. So y'all are wonderful
did
as usual.
Did we help?
Aw.
Did
yes,
we help?
Yes, you did help.
Okay.
No, it sounds like things were kind of coasting along. But I was surprised with what you were saying Will was up to, though. I was surprised that they went that direction with that.
Well, and
how do you like Blair?
Marianne?
I mean, not Blair, but how do you like Eve?
I'm not really impressed with the character. I think Cassie's probably a real nice person, but I'm not real thrilled with the character myself.
You still thinking about Charlotte Ross?
What's that?
Do you still compare to the Charlotte Ross's portrayal?
No, not really. I guess I don't there. I don't know. I just find the character kind of annoying. Although, I think the part that I like the most is the interaction with her and Teresa. But I don't really, the sisterly hate that they have for each contempt that they have for each other. I kind of enjoy that for some twisted reason, but I don't really haven't been that into it yet. But
And I think it's Charlotte Ross is younger, and I guess as well as an older Eve. I don't know because I haven't seen Charlotte Ross now at this. As she's older, I just remember as she's young when she was younger. So I don't know.
Charlotte Ross still is not the same age as Cassie DePiva.
Uh-uh. She's still younger. Right. Yeah.
Yeah, she's still a bit younger than Cassie DePiva.
I just find it hard to believe that they're sisters. I mean, there's not a whole lot of I don't know, but I do kind of like the back and forth with them.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. I mean, it's okay. I mean, I like Paige. I thought this week was interesting because Eve was upset because now that Paige isn't going off to do her thing, she's stuck in Salem. Oh, that was an interesting thing. It's like she really wants Paige to go to Stanford because she wants to leave Salem. That's she made some comment to Teresa about that.
Hmm.
Like, now I'm stuck here. I'm stuck here because she's going to stay. So I thought that was kind of an interesting.
Did they ever reveal who Paige's father is?
No.
Not that I'm aware of.
No. Mm-hmm. There's rumors that it's Frankie, but I don't know.
Well, I wondered about that.
Yeah, I think if people are kind of, that's the obvious one, obvious thinking is Frankie. So I don't know. But no, they haven't really said.
Yeah, so so I don't know. I'm really not that into that much. Of course, they keep pimping Danifer. You know, poor
yeah,
JJ.
So now that this lawsuit's settled, what are they going to do with Eve now? That's the thing. I'm wondering. What other trouble is she going to cause for them? Because they're really not together right now. So.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah. Oh, I did like Hope getting jealous when she thought that Aiden and Jennifer were going on a date. I thought that was cute.
Yeah.
That Hope really
and
got
she knew what
out
he was
shape.
Doing. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And she told him. She says, I knew what you were up to. I know what you were doing. Yeah.
No, it's funny. Yeah. So they're cute. I like them.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see. She says something like, I'm married, but I'm not stupid. Or I'm, you know, she says something like, I may be married, but I'm not, I don't know. She made some comment that was kind of funny. Mm-hmm. Like, I'm dumb, but I'm not stupid or something. But it was like, I may be married, but I'm still basically, you know, not dead kind of thing or something. I don't know. Kind of funny.
Yeah. Yeah, I wonder what they're going to go in that direction, if they're going to do something with Bo or have her get a divorce from Bo or, you know what I mean, where they put them
mm-hmm.
together. Yeah, I don't know. Interesting.
So they still really haven't addressed what they're going to do with Peter Breckle off the show.
Mm-mm. No. No, there's no.
Not that we know of, anyway.
More or less hasn't heard from them or, yeah. She hasn't really moved on. Like, she's scared. Like, she wants to, you know, that she's getting those
mm-hmm.
feelings for Aiden. And they both are, and they're both afraid of them. You know, they've been both pushing each other away. But, yeah, but they haven't really addressed that. She took Sierra and went to New Orleans. So.
What is the favorite storyline of the summer, do you think? Oh, Cammy taking over the Demira Enterprises.
Demira Enterprises, oh yeah.
And then also Clyde being in town. Clyde and Kate are hot together. Even I saw Neville the other day on Buzzworthy. He tweeted, he's like, Kate and Clyde have great chemistry. And they haven't even really heated up yet, but it's like, woo, you know. You can see where it could go. So I'm on board. But, yeah, I think that for me, the Cammy stuff and the whole Sammy and Kate's revenge. I think that's been the best so far.
And now this whole thing with Will and where this is going to go with Will and stuff and the fallout from what he did.
Oh, speaking of Will, you had mentioned were there any fashion faux pas and other than Nicole's hair, I couldn't think of anything.
Yeah.
The wardrobe
go ahead.
For Sunny and... Sunny and Will is atrocious.
What did Will have on? That
in fact,
sweater
did
and that shirt?
Sunny have Will's shirt on? I was trying to figure out if Sunny had Dr.
Like
Dan's shirt on this week. Oh, my gosh.
The plaid shirt on Sunny and that little,
I mean,
was it
you
a
know,
stretch
you guys
shirt
have way better
sweater?
Taste than that. That's all I'm saying.
Yeah, that was bad.
Really?
Yeah. And Sammy with the butt with that ribbon in her hair, when she had her hair kind of back in a, I don't know if it wasn't in a bun. It was pulled back, and then she had the ribbon.
I didn't really notice that.
And she had that one dress on. It was like a lace dress, the white lace dress. It was black underneath. That dress was kind of odd.
Hmm. How were the ratings for the show? You know, I haven't really been paying attention.
That's Carrie's. That's Carrie's bias. She always knows. She's always up on that. It's probably, I'm sure it's on the Diva blog. Have to go take a look, but yeah, I don't know if they've
I haven't
how good
seen them lately.
No, I really don't know how they've been. I mean, the show's
been
pretty good.
Has Justin been on at all? Justin and Adrian?
Adrian's been on, but not Justin. Justin's nowhere. Justin's in Poor Charles.
Yeah,
we're seeing a lot of stuff. He's doing
Dubai.
Well in Poor Charles. Everybody's doing much better in Poor Charles. So let's, you know.
Yeah.
You know,
it's
Tony's
like,
doing better
Charles
in Poor Charles. Ian's doing better in Poor Charles. Well, yeah. Although we need to see more of Duke in Poor Charles. That's the only thing. That's my complaint. Ian Buchanan, we know he's there. Start using him. You know, they're pulling the days over on GH. Yeah, that's what I'm with Duke anyway. But yeah. No, yeah, but yeah, I like seeing him as Ned over on
Me too.
General Hospital. But, yeah,
I wonder when Allison Sweeney starts. When does Allison Sweeney start directing over there?
I don't know.
That's got to be coming up soon, I think.
Yeah. I would think, yeah. Yeah, I haven't heard anything. I don't know. So when is she? Well, first of all, yeah, EJ's still there, so I don't know. When's his time to be leaving? Is that coming up?
It has to be coming up pretty soon, I would think.
Yes, I don't know what's going to go on there. I don't know.
I never heard. You think they will get back together?
That's what I'm thinking. I don't know.
Yeah.
They give hints here and there. Right when you think they're getting back together, then Sammy lashes out at him again. Like even just at the end of Friday's show, there was a hint. She's asking for his help now. You know, I need your help. And she gets, you know.
I still want them to leave together. So I hope that does evolve. But it's hard to know. I think what have they done with Caroline's story? Is she still ill with Alzheimer's? Have they accelerated that, or is it just pretty much the same?
No, it's the same. She has it, but she hasn't been on for a while. I can't remember what the last maybe talking to Teresa might have been the last time she was on. I can't remember.
Now, are Brady and Teresa still married?
No, well, they're waiting for their annulment to go through, or they sent in for it, but they're no. So she's just worrying that he doesn't find out what she did, you know, hitting John. So she's worried about John coming out of the coma. But as far as that goes, no, they're not together. So. I feel like y'all have given
my personal update. I appreciate all the details.
Oh, okay. Yeah. I'm trying to think what else we haven't covered. I don't know if we've covered everything or not. Aiden and Hope.
Well, it sounds like Lucas has been on more, you know, from the update that Anna was giving. No, just briefly.
Or not really.
Really?
Yeah. Okay. Lucas was on for the first time like this week in a long time, I'm thinking. He was obvious. Oh, he was away and he must have seen Cheryl. They did bring Cheryl's name up.
They brought Houston up.
Yeah.
Houston got a shout out.
Yeah. But other than that, he hasn't really been on that much. We saw Roman. He made his little appearance because of Kristen, the trial, and that was about it. Him and Marlena talked a little bit.
Trying to think
what else. I'm trying to think. What was Nicole? She's still. Oh, Eric's. I mean, Daniel's still giving her the cold shoulder, Nicole. And you know, Eric's still upset with her. I don't know. Brady's her only friend, maybe, I think.
Yeah. I'm looking forward to some of the spoilers and stuff. I haven't paid a whole lot of attention to some of them, but looks like some good stuff coming up.
What, the spoilers? What, for days? What, you want to say what some of them are, or?
Well, no, I mean, mostly just like
the picture
slide and, you know, yeah.
Dave
has gotten some good press with some articles about, like, Cammy and James Reed and stuff. Angela, I really think you would like James Reed. I think you would enjoy him.
Mm-hmm. Okay, I'll keep that in mind.
You should go on Twitter and look at the Abby for Collide fans, Kate and Clyde. It's like K-A-L-Y-D-E fans. Check out the Abby on that one.
Okay.
But
Collide. I like that. Collide.
Yeah. Yeah. thought it was
That's a cute little thing.
Kind of fun.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
You know, sometimes some names just kind of make art just like.
It just kind of hit me one day. I was like, wait a minute. I was trying to think, like, wait, collide.
How do you put
collide?
It together? Yeah.
I know, every time you see a new couple. I hope they collide.
Yeah. Every time you see a potential new couple, you think, okay. Because even on just back to the General Hospital when it was Olivia and Ned.
Uh-huh.
Okay, now how can we put that name together? Yeah, everybody was coming up, you know.
Uh-huh.
Well, that's wonderful. Is that going on GH? Because I love those two actors. So that was
they were very good, and Olivia was so good as drunk. I mean, she played that so well. You know, and she was with Ned while she was drunk, but they kind of, you know. when she saw Sonny, she kissed Ned, you know, then she apologized to him for doing that, you know, to try to get back at Sonny. But yeah, they would make a good couple. Except go ahead.
I was just saying, I think that Ned Ashton really is Wally Kerr's signature role. So I'm glad he's getting some time on GH.
Well, maybe you can tell me the history of Ned. I'm not that, you know, there's still parts of GH that I don't know. So who was he involved with? Was he ever married? Does he have he has a daughter, right? Yeah.
Yeah, he's been
they
married
talked
before.
Of Lois.
And
was that a wife?
Right. And that was actually his real-life wife at one point. Rena Sofer played Lois years ago. And they were on the show, and they were married, and then they obviously have divorced. I think, you know, Ned was, you know, obviously was the really great part of Ned was that, was the son of, I can't think of her name. I love her.
Tracy, and so
there was a lot. There used to be a lot of ELQ drama and so forth on the show, a lot more business storyline thing, and he was always, you know, kind of in the business of kind of reining in his mother, and then he also sang a lot on the show. I think he sang on that show too, it was just a really interesting. He was a very good. It was a very good character, and it was to me. It was always very humorous, and I've seen some interviews with him and Jane Elliott, because you know when Jane Elliott played Angelica Devereaux on Days, he played her son. His son, and then they were married. They had an affair on Days.
They had an
He was her son on General Hospital.
I just love the crossover between all the actors that go to Days to General Hospital back and forth, sometimes at the same time or, you know, two or three times they go back and forth.
I think it shows there's a lot of the same audience, you know. And also the shows have also kind of gone through several different extremes, you know, in terms of different things they've done, I think it's probably better for the shows, all the shows that are on the air all around. I'm not saying everybody needs to switch every week, but I think, you know, popular actors, probably it helps all four of the shows if they, you know,
right.
Are kind of a dancing company and move around, because I think that helps to keep the audience going. Have they decided to bring Jason back on General Hospital? Did they recast it?
I'm just talking to Anna about that. It's been rumored and almost definitely said that Billy Miller was going to be playing him, even as they said Michael Logan in TV Guide. And I just read an article online today that Nelson Nabonko came on and said that no, that's not true, that he's not going to be Jason, and everyone's saying, well, then who is going to be Jason? Are they really bringing the character back? And obviously it sounds like they are, because right now in General Hospital, they're saying that he's alive, you know, Robin has brought him back. So it's interesting. It's kind of a little bit of battle between those two. Like, no, one's saying he is definitely coming back, the other one's saying no, he's not. So I don't know. It hasn't been anything
like I said,
I will always
be Steve Burton as Jason to me. But I do like, I have a lot of respect for Billy Dollar.
But maybe they'll surprise and have him come back. I don't know, what's he doing now? I don't follow all of these. Is he somewhere now?
I think he's still on Jennifer Restless, I guess, because I haven't really been watching any of the soaps, but I'm assuming he's still on them.
Okay.
He's still on The Young and the Restless. And, of course, mm-hmm. yeah, the guy that they had hired to replace Billy Miller's role, he didn't last very long. I don't know if he was on even 2 months before they fired him. So I don't know what they're doing with his character on Young and the Restless. So it's like I said, I just haven't been watching any soaps at all this summer. But I do. I still think my favorite couple of all time for General Hospital, as far as Jason goes, was always with Robin. And so I had always secretly hoped that they would somehow go back to doing a Jason and Robin love story. So,
they could
see.
If Robin would just, stay put. But, she's back and forth all the time, so who knows what's going on.
Right. Well, she's directing, and that's what she wants
yeah.
to do.
Yeah.
And,
yeah.
So I hope
they seem to accommodate her, though.
I hope we get more behind the scenes about General Hospital, especially if Allison Sweeney goes on as a director. And,
that should be
interesting. I think it's going to be interesting.
Mm-hmm.
So good for the show. Sounds like everything's moving along.
Yeah, I try to keep up with both. It's hard, but I try.
I thought about Jen Lilly this past week when Robin Williams passed away, because she had done. I think she had done a guest stint on his CBS show, The Crazy Ones.
Oh, okay.
And I don't know if she even ever had scenes with him when she did her guest stint, but I know that I had read, just how excited she was to even just have the opportunity to meet him and to be on set with him. And so I was thinking about her when he tragically passed away.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Have they said, are they going to do Day of Days in November? Have they been talking about that at all?
I think I went to their website to see if they were doing it, and I think that they are. I know they're doing, isn't there one in Boston, or did they already do that one?
I think they had that in August.
August, okay.
Mm-hmm.
So they have one in Chicago. I think they're going to do it, but
mm-hmm.
I'm not sure.
No. Well, ladies, I'm going to let you go. I've enjoyed
Okay,
just
we're probably
going to
be wrapping it up here soon, too.
Okay,
well, thanks
y'all
for calling,
care.
Angela.
Bye.
Well, anything else?
No, I think that's it.
I think we covered everything and a little bit of General Hospital. And
mm-hmm.
Yeah. Okay.
So,
all
everybody
tune
then.
In on Wednesday
yeah,
night.
Yeah, Wednesday for Teo's interview.
Yeah.
Yep. Looking forward to talking with him about his book and everything. So.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I should be interested by his book. And Victor, he will probably be back on around the beginning of September sometime. I'm thinking
beginning of what?
Of September.
Oh, okay.
Teo's, yeah, because he was back filming.
I'm just now watching the episodes where he's talking to Robin a week or two ago.
Yeah, but he'll
I
be back
kind
on
of behind.
Again. Yeah.
Okay.
Right, and then we'll be back Saturday, I guess. So, okay. Well, everybody, thanks.
All right.
For listening.
Well, thanks, Mary Ann.
Thank you.
Take care. Until next time. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye.